Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ. Just glad to be alive, glad to be up, breathing this morning. God is an awesome God. Besides Him, there is no other. Those of you that are in Norway and Canada, those of you that are in the United Kingdom, as well as the continental United States, I just want to say good morning to each and every one of you. Broadcasting live on our Blog Talk Radio line, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with Incarnated Christ. This is our Good News You Can Use morning prayer line. Today is August 1st, 2019, a day in history that once was and never will be again. So we're just so thankful. Thankful to God for what He does, for who He is. We're also working in collaboration with Armed and Dangerous Ministries out of Des Moines, Iowa. And this for them is the Good Morning, Your Majesty prayer time. See you, Brother Joe. Good morning to you, Doc. How you feel this day? How's Joshua doing? How's Joshua? And so we always start our sessions out with the Word of God, because that needs to set the tone for our day. It needs to allow God's Word to penetrate our mind and to help us in our daily walk. There's something about starting your day with God, ending your day with God, and in between your beginning and your ending, consistently staying with the Lord. For consistency is the key to great results. And the result we're trying to get to is to heaven. Brother Aaron, it's good to see you. No, Doc, we're just getting started. Just getting started. Then lay past the MP. Buenos dias. Mi amigo, my brother is bilingual, trilingual, and Christlingual. Amen, somebody. Love you, Doc. Hope the family, everybody's doing well. You're always checking in on Mom. Just know that in today's time, every day is precious. And we love her so very much. And the Hope Center is doing well, and your family's doing well. Daughters are doing well. I don't know if one of them's still over in Honduras teaching, or if she's back, but just praying for them as well. We're going to start reading this morning out of Psalms, and I just love this book. It's just filled with not only experience, fodder of Israel's songs and how what they sang in their time of distress, but it's just filled with God's glory in the midst of struggle. When you see David and the writers going up and down and going through things, but still in the end, no matter how tough it's been, who's against them whatsoever else, they depend on God. And we have to learn that in our daily walk, that if we don't stay with the Lord, then we have nowhere to go. Psalm says, where can I go but to the Lord? Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving to face temptations, towards where can I go but to the Lord? Peter says, to whom? Where can we go? You have the keys of eternal life. Mom's progressing, daughter's back, and prayers for my father-in-law. All right. We'll keep your father-in-law in prayer, Doc. So we're going to start reading today. I don't know where I ended. I didn't mark it. Doesn't matter. The book of God, the word of God is still good. So we're going to start at Psalms 55 and just allow God to penetrate and soothe and massage our minds even on this morning. Psalms 55. God, listen to my prayer and do not ignore my plea for help. Pay attention to me and answer me. I am restless and in turmoil with my complaint. Because of the enemy's voice, because of the pressure of the wicked, for they bring down disaster on me and harass me in anger. My heart shudders within me. Terror of death sweep over me. Fear and trembling grip me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, if only I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and find rest. How far away I would flee. I would stay in the wilderness, Selah. I would hurry to my shelter from the raging wind and the storm. Lord, confuse and confound their speech, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they make the rounds on its walls. Crime and trouble are within it. Destruction is inside it. Oppression and deceit never leave its marketplace. Now, it is not an enemy who insults me. Otherwise, I could bear it. It is not a foe who rises up against me. Otherwise, I could hide from him. But it is you, a man who is my peer, my companion, and good friend. Lord, have mercy. Anybody been there? I know I have. We used to have close fellowship. We walked with the crowd into the house of God. Let death take them by surprise. Let them go down to Sheol alive, because evil is in their homes and within them. But I call to God, and the Lord will save me. I complain and groan morning, noon, and night, and he hears my voice. Though many are against me, he will redeem me from my battle unharmed. God, the one enthroned from long ago, will hear and humiliate them, because they do not change and do not fear God. My friend acts violently against those at peace with. He violates his covenant. His buttery words are smooth, but war is in his heart. His words are softer than oil, but they are drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. God, you will bring them down to the pit of destruction. Men of bloodshed and treachery will not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Psalm 56. Be gracious to me, God, for man tramples me. He fights and oppresses me all day long. My adversaries trample me all day, for many arrogantly fight against me. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. But God, I trust, I will not fear. What can man do to me? They twist my words all day long. All their thoughts against me are evil. They stir up strife, they lurk, they watch my steps while they wait to take my life. Will they escape in spite of such sin? God, bring down the nations in wrath. You yourself have recorded my wanderings. Put my tears in your battle. Are they not in your records? Then my enemies will retreat on the day when I call. This I know, God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise. In God I trust. I will not fear. What can man do to me? I am obligated by vows to you, God. I will make my thank offerings to you, God. For you delivered me from death, even my feet from stumbling. Amen, somebody. To walk before God in the light of life. Psalm 57, be gracious to me, God. Be gracious to me. For I take refuge in you. I will seek refuge in the shadow of your wings until danger passes. I call to God Most High, to God who fulfills his promise for me. He reaches down from heaven and saves me. Amen, somebody. Somebody needs to hear that. God, he reaches down from heaven and saves me, challenging the one who tramples me. Say it loud. God sends his faithful love and truth. I am surrounded by lions. I lie down with those who devour me. Their teeth are spears and arrows. Their tongues are sharp swords. God be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. They prepared a net for my steps. I was despondent. They dug a pit ahead of me, but they fell into it. Selah. Look what the Lord will do. My heart is confident. God, my heart is confident. I will sing praises. Wake up my soul. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your faithful love is as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches the clouds. God be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. Psalm 58. Do you really speak righteously, you mighty ones? Do you judge people fairly? No, you practice injustice in your hearts. With your hands, you weigh out violence in the land. The wicked go astray from the womb. Liars err from birth. They have venom like the venom of a snake. Like the death cobra that stops up its ears. That does not listen to the sound of the charmers who skillfully weave spells. God, knock the teeth out of their mouth. Lord, tear out the young lion's fang. Come on, somebody. They will vanish like water that flows by. They will aim their useless arrows like a slug that moves along in slime. Like a woman's miscarried child, they will not see the sun. Before your pots can fill the heat of the thorns, whether green or burning, he will sweep them away. The righteous ones will rejoice when he sees the retribution. He will wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say, yes, there is a reward for the righteous. There is a God who judges on earth. Psalm 59. Deliver me from my enemies, my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who practice sin and save me from men of bloodshed. Lord, look, they set an ambush for me. Powerful men attack me, but not because of any sin or rebellion of mine, for no fault of mine. They run and take up a position, awake to help me. And take notice. Lord God of hosts, you are the God of Israel. Excuse me. Rise up to punish all the nations. Do not show grace to any wicked traitors. Selah. Verse 6, they run at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowling around the city. Look, they spew from their mouths sharp words from their lips. But who, they say, will hear? But you laugh at them, Lord. You ridicule all the nations. I will keep watch for you, my strength, because God is my stronghold. My faithful God will come to meet me. God will let me look down on my adversary. Do not kill them, otherwise my people will forget. But your power make them homeless wanderers and bring them down. Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouths and the words of their lips, let them be caught in their pride. They utter curses and lies, consume them in rage, consume them until they are gone. Then people will know throughout the earth that God rules over Jacob. Selah. And they return at evening, snarling like dogs and prowling around the city. They scavenge for food. They growl if they are not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength and will joyfully proclaim your faithful love in the morning, for you have been a stronghold for me, a refuge in the day of trouble. To you, my strength, I sing praises, because God is my stronghold, my faithful God. Psalm 60, God, you have rejected us. You have broken out against us. You have been angry. Restore us. You have shaken the land and split it open. Heal its fissures, for it shudders. You have made your people suffer hardship. You have given us wine to drink that made us stagger. You have given a signal flag to those who fear you, so that they can flee before the archers, Selah. Save with your right hand and answer me, so that those who love may be rescued. God has spoken in the sanctuary. I will triumph. I will divide up Shechem. I will apportion the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. And Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my wash basin. I throw my sandal on Eden. I shout in triumph over Philistia. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Eden? God, haven't you rejected us? God, you do not match out with our armies. You do not march out with our armies. Give us aid against the foe, for human help is worthless. With God, we will perform valiantly. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. Human help is worthless, but with God, we will perform valiantly. He will trample our foes. Amen. That's a mark that I just love that right there. Psalm 61. God, hear my cry. Pay attention to my prayer. I will call to you from the ends of the earth when my heart is without strength. Lead me to a rock that is high above me. For you have been a refuge for me, a strong tower in the face of the enemy. I will live in your rent forever and take refuge under the shelter of your wings, Selah. God, you have heard my vows. You have given a heritage to those who fear your name. Add days to the king's life, and may his years span many generations. May he sit enthroned before God forever. Appoint faithful love and truth to guard him. Then I will continually sing of your name, fulfilling my vows day by day. Psalm 62, I am at rest in God alone. Come on, somebody. Woo, don't miss your shout this morning. I am at rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will never be shaken. You know, you won't understand this unless you've been through something. And it was no one but God that brought you out. Let me go back to Psalm 62, verse 1 again. I just love this right here. I am at rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my stronghold. I will never be shaken. How long will you threaten a man? Will all of you attack as if he were a leaning wall or a tottering stone fence? They only plan to bring him down from his high position. They take pleasure in lying. They bless with their mouths, but they curse inwardly, Selah. Rest in God alone, my soul. For my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be shaken. My salvation and glory depend on God, my strong rock. My refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is our refuge. Selah. Men are only a vapor, exalted men, an illusion. Woo! Come on, Lord. I hear you, David. I hear you. Verse 9, men are only a vapor, exalted men, an illusion. Weighed in the scales, they go up. Together, they are less than a vapor. Place no trust in oppression or false hope in robbery. If wealth increases, pay no attention to it. God has spoken once, I have heard this twice. Strength belongs to God, and faithful love belongs to you, Lord. For you repay each according to his word. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 63. God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you. In the land that is dry, desolate, and without water, so I graze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. My lips will glorify you because your faithful love is better than life. Come on, somebody. And I will praise you as long as I live. At your name, I will lift up your hands. You satisfy me as with rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I think of you as I lie on my bed, I meditate on you during the night watches because you are my helper. I will rejoice in the shadows of your wings. I fall close to you. Your right hand holds on to me. But those who seek to destroy my life will go into the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the power of the sword. They will become the jackal's prey. For the king will rejoice in God. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by him in boast. For the mouths of liars will be shut. Psalm 64, hear God, hear my voice when I complain. Protect my life from the terror of the enemy. Hide me from the scheming of the wicked, from the mob of evildoers who sharpen their tongues like swords and aim bitter words like arrows. Shoot from concealed places at the innocent. They shoot at him suddenly and are not afraid. They encourage each other in an evil plan. They talk about hiding traps and say, who will see them? They devise crimes and say, we are perfecting the secret plan. The inner man and the heart are mysterious. But God will shoot them with arrows. Suddenly they will be wounded. They will be made to stumble. Their own tongues work against them. All who see them will shake their heads. Then everyone will fear and will tell about God's work, for they will understand what he has done. The righteous one rejoices in the Lord and takes refuge in him. All those who are upright in heart will offer praise. Psalm 65. Praise is rightfully yours, God in Zion. Vows to you will be fulfilled. All humanity will come to you, the one who hears prayer. Iniquities overwhelm me. Only you can atone for our rebellion. How happy is the one you choose and bring near to live in your courts. You will be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. You answer us in righteousness with awe-inspiring works. God is our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the distant seas. You establish the mountains by your power. Robed with strength, you silence the roar of the seas, the roar of their waves, and the tumult of the nation. Those who live far away are awed by your sight. Those who live far away are awed by your signs. You make east and west shout for joy. You visit the earth and water it abundantly, enriching it greatly. God's stream is filled with water, for you prepare the earth in this way, providing people with grain. You soften it with showers and bless its growth, soaking its furrows and leveling its ridges. You crown the earth with your goodness. Your ways overflow with plenty. The wilderness pastures overflow, and the hills are robed with joy. The pastures are clothed with flocks, and the valleys covered with grain. They shout in triumph, indeed, they sing. Psalm 66. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing about the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awe-inspiring are your works. Your enemies will cringe before you because of your great strength. All the earth will worship you and sing praise to you. They will sing praise to your name, Salah. Come and see the wonders of God. His acts for humanity are awe-inspiring. He turned the sea into dry land, and they crossed the river on foot. We rejoiced in him. He rules forever by his might. He keeps his eye on the nations. The rebellious should not exalt themselves. They lie. Praise our God, you peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He keeps us alive, amen, somebody, and does not allow our feet to slip. For you, God, tested us. You refined us as silver is refined. You lured us into a trap. You placed burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out to abundance. Come on now. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out to abundance. Verse 13, I will enter your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows that my lips promised and my mouth spoke during my distress. I will offer you fattened sheep as burnt offerings with the fragrant smoke of lambs. I will sacrifice oxen with goats. Selah. Come and listen, all who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth, and praise was on my tongue. If I had been aware of malice in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. However, God has listened. He has paid attention to the sound of my prayer. May God be praised. He has not turned away my prayer or turned his faithful love from me. Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us. Look on us with favor, Selah, so that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations rejoice and shout for joy, for you judge the peoples with fairness and lead the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has produced its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. And the final psalm this morning will be Psalm 68. Psalm 68. God arises, his enemies scatter, and those who hate him flee from his presence. As smoke is blown away, so you blow them away. As wax melts before the fire, so the wicked are destroyed before God. But the righteous are glad. They rejoice before God and celebrate with joy. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Exalt him who rides on the clouds. His name is Yahweh, and rejoice before him. God in his holy dwelling is a father of the fatherless and a champion of widows. God provides homes for those who are deserted. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious live in a scorched land. God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the desert, Selah, the earth trembled and the skies poured down rain. Before God, the God of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel, you, God, showered abundant rain. You revived your inheritance when it languished. Your people settled in. God, you provided for the poor by your goodness. Jesus, shower me with abundant rain. Amen. Verse 9 again. You, God, showered abundant rain. You revived your inheritance when it languished. Your people settled in it. God, you provided for the poor by your goodness. Verse 11, the Lord gave the command. A great company of women brought the good news. The kings of the armies flee. They flee. She who stays at home divides the spoil. While you lie among the sheepfolds, the wings of a dove are covered with silk and its feathers with glistening gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in the land, it snowed on Zalmon. Mount Bashan is God's towering mountain. Mount Bashan is the mountain of many peaks. Why gaze with envy, you mountain peaks? At the mountain God desired for his dwelling. The Lord will live there forever. God's chariots are tens of thousands. Thousands and thousands. The Lord is among them in the sanctuary. As he was at Sinai, you ascended to the heights, taking away captives. You received gifts from people, even from the rebellious, so that the Lord God might live there. May the Lord be praised. Day after day, he bears our burdens. God is our salvation, Selah. Our God is the God of salvation. Escape from death belongs to the Lord God. Surely God crushes the heads of his enemies. The hairy head of one who goes on in his guilty acts. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, so that your foot may wade in blood, and your tongue and your dog's tongue may have their share from the enemies. People have seen your procession, God, the procession of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. Singers lead the way with musicians following. Among them are young women playing tambourines. Praise God in the assemblies. Praise the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is Benjamin, the youngest, leading them. The rulers of Judah in their assembly. The rulers of Zebulun, the rulers of Naphtali. Your God has decreed your strength. Show your strength, God. You who have acted on our behalf. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring tribute to you. Rebuke the beast in the words. You rebuke the beast in the reeds. The herd of bulls and with the calves of the people. Trample underfoot those with bars of silver. Scatter the peoples who take pleasure in war. Good morning, Peggy, Brother White. Good morning to you, sis. We're in Psalms 68. Go back to verse 30. Rebuke the beast in the reeds, the herd of bulls and with the calves of the people. Trample underfoot those with bars of silver. Scatter the people who will take pleasure in war. Ambassadors will come from Egypt. Cush will stretch out his hands to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord. Selah. To him who rides in the ancient highest heaven. Look, he thunders with his powerful voice. Yes, 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 Lord. Ascribe power to God. His majesty is over Israel. His power among the clouds. God, you are awe-inspiring in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. May God be praised. We read this morning Psalms 55 through Psalm 68. Good morning to you, Preston Sellers. I see that you shared the video, Sister Peggy White. If you guys could share the video, we definitely appreciate it. We read to you Psalms 55 through 68 this morning. Powerful text, very invigorating text. Set you up for your day. Start with Psalm 69 tomorrow. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers and the more so the doers of his word, that they become inspired by God. Allow the Lord to lift you higher, even on today, to do something that you wouldn't do or go somewhere you wouldn't go, to talk to somebody you wouldn't talk to about how good God has been. It's prayer time. If you got any prayer requests, you can type them in, or you can call in directly at 619-924-0767. And we will take your prayer requests. Let us go to God in prayer at this time. Merciful Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, to you we give all honor and praise, thanking you the best we know how. Thanking you for the rain and for the pain, and thanking you for just being a great God, for beside you, there is no other. Father, we come to you this morning with humbled heart and bowed head before a sovereign God on bended knee, asking you, Father, to continue to bless us, to strengthen us. We lift up holy hands to you, for we know there's nowhere to go but to you. Father, coming to you today in regards to a few people requests, and we're thankful that you allow us to approach the throne of grace. We are just overwhelmed with the ability to have your attention. I'm so thankful for what you've done for us, past, present, and what you have for us in the future. Brother Joe Thomas is on, Big Joe. As you continue to be with him and strengthen him in ways you know he stands in need of, be with his health as he continues to get stronger. It's just so good to see him with pictures of him doing what you've trained him to do, play music, and sharing his gift with the world, but also progressing you, sharing love and talking about God. I know me and Joe played great music for over 30 years together. My bass player, I love him so very much. But more so than that, I knew the cool Joe, and I'm really enjoying the new Joe. And he's just eye-opening for people all over the world to be able to see he's a vessel for you, Father. You've given him the experience and the ability to go in and out amongst people of the world who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, who need to see an example. Father, I'm praying that you allow him to stay strong, that he will continue to stand up and proclaim your name and among those in the crowd who are scared to even mention you. Father, I ask you to continue to give him the Midas touch as he continues to train young children who've been a passion for his for years. And you made a way, gave him a job at the House of Rock, praise God, so he can take care of his physical benefits and don't have to prostitute himself as a musician, but can enjoy the craft that you've given him. Now let Satan have to take it over. He can pick and choose what gigs he'd like to do. The more so he's able to train and share and pass on great information from an experienced man to a hungry youth that would absorb it like a sponge at a young age. And so he has many students here at the House of Rock, School of Rock, and I'm just so thankful for that. An answered prayer came through, and you provided with him because he hung in there with you. Praying for his son, Yeshua, Joshua, that you will continue to bless him and strengthen him in the ways he stands in need of. Joe asked us to pray for him. So we're reaching out and asking for prayer for Joshua this morning. Father, I ask you to continue to strengthen him and bless him in the ways he stands in need of. As a young lad, probably running into some things or experiencing some things among friends and peers or mothers or situations, Father, I ask you just to help him to be strong, to learn what he needs to learn and take it in, even though he may not understand at such a young age. Just recently had a birthday. But we ask you, Father, to have him to understand, for the Bible tells us as parents to train up in the way they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart. Father, so I'm just so thankful for that. I ask you to continue to be with Joe and Joshua, that he's able to share with him. And Joshua was able to feed and feast and take in what he won't be able to have privilege to all his life. But then as he gets older, he'll be able to share that with those that he is around. Coming to you with my good friend, my brother from another mother, great prognosticator, but just a great person all around. I've learned to respect this man. Definitely knows the scripture and is not blinded by the traditions of men so far that I've seen. And I want you to bless his life, Brother Ernest Lemon. Continue to strengthen him and bless his ministry as he moves in and out of dealing with people, youth, and ministry he does there. Takes care of his mama. Amen, somebody. Takes care of his mama. And just be with his wife, Concentra. Bless her. Be with his daughters. Do great things. And Peggy, Mom Peggy. I just ask you to continue to bless her and keep her as long as you allow us to have her, Father. Extend her life, for she is just a vessel of strength, a vessel of encouragement, and just love her so much. Always loved her voice and her singing before I even knew that she was, that she had children. And I even knew the children. I mean, I knew Dominic, I just didn't know he was hers. I knew OT, didn't know he was hers. Through the relationship with them and learning and catching up with James and Ernest and whatever else, and seeing the daughter, but I did not know the association. But I know now, and I can see in them the open-mindedness and the diligence for you, Lord, the love for you that has been passed through the children. So I'm asking you to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. As Brother Ernest goes in and out today and the work that he does, working out at the gym or whoever he comes in contact with, let him share the goodness of God. For that's what the world needs to hear about. That's what the world needs to see. Brother Ernest is asked to tell his mom is progressing. Daughters are back. Amen. A prayer is for my father-in-law. So we're going to pray for his father-in-law. Ask you to bless you, keep them in a way to stand in need of. Strengthen him where he's weak, whether it's in health, in mind, or just in situation. Sometimes it just be situation. But Father, you know every strand of hair we have on our head. You know our DNA, you gave it to us. So we're asking you, Father, to bless him on this day. Coming in regards to Peggy Busby White, I ask you to strengthen her and bless her. She's up this morning. I ask you to strengthen her and bless her in ways she stands in need of. A lovely sister, very great encourager. Especially on Facebook, I get a chance to see her every morning or whenever we do, and ask you, Father, continue to strengthen her and bless her life with abundance. Continue to be with the people she comes in contact with and speaks to. Continue to allow them to see your grace and see your goodness through the life that she lives. Praying for Preston Sellers. I just recently found out that we were related. Not my Uncle Noopy, but I think it was my Uncle Man that I didn't even know about. My grandfather had another brother that I didn't know about. My mom filled me in on that. And so there's three of them when I thought there was two of them. So the whole body of family that I have not even met yet, and we will chance to embrace it sometime. So I'm asking you to continue to be with Preston and strengthen him in ways he stands in need of. Comes up every morning saying, good morning. It's good to know that we have to encourage one another. We lift up one another. Especially when we're relatives to one another, we definitely need to be behind one another. So I'm asking you to strengthen him. Bless him in ways he stands in need of, Father. That his faith will be strengthened, that he will continue to walk with you out front. Guide him, guide his hand, guide the work that he does, and he also will be able to tell somebody who asks, and what is that smile on your face? It will be you, Jesus, in his heart. As you bless him and strengthen him the way he stands in the earth. Father God, coming to you regards to Janet Moss this morning and Millicent McGrew, ask you to bless them and strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. Mr. Sheila Thomas and Randy Cole Sims and his wife down in Florida, bless them and strengthen them in the way they stand in need of. And continue to be with Brother Sims, a great preacher of yours, a great man of yours, who just continues to roll on, and I'm asking you, Father, to bless him in ways he stands in need of as he continues his radio show, is second to none. I love listening to it whenever I get a chance, and to either hear him live or to hear him go back and be able to play it again. That's why I love the technology. Father, I'm asking you to continue to be with him, be able to share your love with so many, and that at some point in time that they will receive the seed, will have it watered so that you can give increase.
praying for Carla Dawson this morning and for James Mitchell Skates. Bless him and keep him in the way he stands in need of. And Tanika Mac Manning and her daughter, strengthen them accordingly. My friend Dennis Mann, bless him and keep him and his family accordingly. Forward to embrace with him at some point in time. Chrissy Kristen and Denise Carter, strengthen them, bless them in the ways they stand in need of. B.D. Pruitt and Paula Marie Schmidt, Mary Barton, Robert Openick. Ask you to strengthen them today, Father. Bless them, ways they stand in need of. Calling for Robin Bryant this morning, Cheryl Paul, Jay Miles, and Michelle Jordan today, Father. Ask you to bless them, strengthen them in ways they readily stand in need of. Special prayer for Roe Collins, his mom Gigi. Bless them, strengthen them, the Brookfield congregation under Barry Johnson. Strengthen them, Father, in ways they readily stand in need of. Connie Hunter, we're praying this morning. Tanya Westby, Juanisa Owens, Gerald McClendon, and Michelle. Bless them and strengthen them as they continue to sing and bless and do use their gifts for your glory. Praying for Marcella Wooders, for Lania Jacobs this morning, Brother Q. Davis, and Pastor Liz Porter Wade. Ask you to bless them and keep them this morning. Strengthen them in ways they readily stand in need of. Always praying for Brenda Gotchett, the six new souls baptized in the Mizzetti Church, Church of Christ. Ask you to strengthen them and bless them in their daily walk. Whether as they are new babies in Christ, we know that the devil will try to get busy. But Father, we ask that they stay anchored in you, and that they are covered around you by those that will help them to make it through the storm, so they're able to get their own wings and fly. Praying for Melvin Smith, who's out on the road. I should bless him and keep him, strengthen him in ways he stands in need of. John Primer and the rest of them, whoever he's touring with right now. I'm asking you to strengthen him and bless him. I don't think he's back yet. Be with his wife. Praying for Darlene Shaw and Eddie Van Shaw and Mom Shaw. I should be with that Shaw family. Give him the provision to take care of Mom in the ways you know where she stands in need of. Praying for Carl Davis this morning and for Brother Sister Eddie Gillis in the 51st Street Congregation. Strengthen them. Bless them in the way they stand in need of. Patrick and Deidre English as well. Percy Hope, bless them. Strengthen them, Father. Priscilla Jones, Mike Wheeler and his wife Jeannie and the Mike Wheeler Band, bless them and keep them. Brother Will Crosby and his brothers and the work that he's doing with the B.B. King Band, with Tito Jackson and them, Father. Strengthen him and bless him, a great brother. Strengthen him as he continues to go in and out amongst people, using his musical gift to be able to be positioned, to be able to share your goodness with others. Praying for Big Pun, Andrew McCautry, and Carl Davis, and Grace Robinson this morning. Praying for Brother and Sister Elroy Leach Sr., Brother and Sister Elroy Leach Jr., bless them and keep them and their families accordingly, daughters, et cetera. Praying for Floyd Barnes and his sister, who's going to be taking over the Christian Service Center, who houses the Austin Church of Christ. And I should bless them and keep them, give them the grant that they need. They're looking for a grant that they'll be able to continue to keep that going and have youth programs in the summer for the kids. So we're praying, Father, that goes well. I'm praying for the Flowers family, Sister Wanda. I should bless her and keep her and your children accordingly and all the lives that were touched by the passing of Paul Flowers, a good friend, good brother, and the under-shepherd at the Maywood congregation. Praying for Brother Neil Lopez and his wife, BJ. Bless them and keep them as they continue to stand strong. Brother Keith Murphy and his wife, bless them and keep them accordingly in the entire congregation. Dante and Helen and Vincent, Spirit Man, his wife, and it's on and on and on, strengthen them and bless them. Sydney and June, the Spiveys, Brother Sister Spivey. Names, faces just are coming across my head. I don't want to be remiss. Father, somebody's asked you just to bless all of them in ways they really stand in need of. The Finleys as well. Bless them and keep them today. Father, we're praying for Edwin Edwards this morning, and Ishmael, with Herb Walker this morning, and Sister Rhonda Hambrick is always praying for her children, or herself for strength. Be with her at work this morning, Father. Bless her and keep her. She continues to have that smile for you. As she continues to keep her strong, her relationship with Leonard, praying, always praying for her neighbors, the Belmers, reaching out to them, praying for her sister Chris and Scooter, praying for her mom Rennie and all her children accordingly, Father. So whoever she comes in contact with, we pray that she will have Jesus on her lips and a smile on her face. Praying, Father, for Rose Janice Southwick this morning. Bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of. We don't know the update on Melissa Burrell, but we're praying for her. I think she still may be in Methodist Hospital. But we ask you to bless her and keep her and her family accordingly. Special prayer for the passing of Brother Frank Rabine, my brother from another mother, Art, a friend of mine for many years, and my cousin Marcy. I ask you to bless them and keep them and strengthen them. I talked to Maurice yesterday, Snake last night. It was kind of hard on her, and I knew it would be. Both parents being gone, but Father, you can be that leaning post. You can be the one there for them. Strengthen them and bless them during this time. Be with Snake and his wife, Susan. Bless them the way they stand in need of. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see them, embrace them soon as well. Praying for Kathy Hunt and Donna Morrison. Praying for Dolores, Mommy Dolores Jordan. Ask you to bless her and keep her the way she stands in need of them. And the new word, the work that's going on at Colonial Village, bless them and keep them the way they stand in need of. Praying for my friend Zane Gillian, be with her health and for her business, Unique. Praying for her husband Roger, be with his health. Bless them and strengthen them in the way they stand in need of. I don't know if Zane has a procedure coming up, but Father, we know that you know the situation. Praying for Shelby Carrier, Joy Roy. Joseph Chubby Carrier. Father, I ask you to bless him and keep him and strengthen him in the way he stands in need of his wife as well. Misty, bless him. His daughter, be with him as he touches so many hearts and shares as a troubadour and a new ambassador for Zydeco. The traditions as he follows in his father's footsteps. Used to play drums for Terrence Simeon, and I was a member of the Bayou Swamp Band. Father, I ask you to continue to bless him and keep him for many years. He will continue to keep his smile, keep encouraging people, and good, innocent fun. I ask you to be with his brother, Troy. They call him Dickie Doo. Dickie Doo and his Zydeco crew. Bless him and keep them in ways they stand in need of. And Greg, and on and on and on. Bless him, John. And forget who else was with the band at that time. But I'm asking you to strengthen them. Zydeco Mike, I don't know what's going on with him. I'm asking to be with him as well. Praying this morning for Jonathan Cartagena and Clarita Morgan and Jim and Becky Hastings this morning. Strengthen them and bless them the ways they stand in need of. Praying for my cousin Daryl and Jody Peavy, Blue Wets. Bless them and strengthen them. Brother Julian, my nephew Julian Brown and his wife, their newlyweds. Strengthen them and bless them in ways they stand in need of. For Melanie Brown and Cheryl Gillian, for Minister Wilbur Cook, strengthen them today, Father. Wilbur working down at the county building. Continue to bless him and keep him, the work that he does. Be with his ministry that it will continue to grow. Pray for my sisters, Phyllis and Lois. Those Voss and Lois Alva Edwards, continue to bless them and keep them, as they will be within the next week. Having another birthday, Father. We're so thankful that you're bringing them through, bringing them to, and love them so very much. Asking you, Father, to continue to strengthen them, bless their lives, be with their children, Buddy and Larry. Bless them in ways they stand in need of, Michelle and Jimmy. Bless them in ways they stand in need of, and their children accordingly, that you will continue to strengthen them and bless them through the work. Be with my sisters as they continue to still teach. Retired from Des Moines public school systems after 30 years as teachers, but still are working in the Christian Academy, still teaching, still sharing their gift, and still edifying people with what they need to. So I'm just so thankful for that. Ask you to bless their health, be my sister Lois's health, be my sister Phyllis's health accordingly. Praying for Steve Bell and Tyson Bell and James and Larry Bell and the entire Bell family. To bless them and keep them in ways they readily stand in need of. My brother from another mother, Brother Luke Miles Sr., his wife Kim, I should be with him, all the kids, Johnny and L Jr., I should be with Ivory and Isaiah and Jeremiah, bless them and strengthen them in the ways they stand in need of. And Lil Trey just had a birthday yesterday. Proud of grandparents, I know they are. And proud parents, I know they are. Trey, I just had a birthday, and Luke the Third. So we ask you just to be with him and strengthen him in ways that he readily stands in need of. Because he's been growing up in love and will grow up and be a powerful man in the Lord. In whatever way you have capacity you have for him, Father. Praying for Elnora Peavy and my good friend Daniel Cepeda and Jody Aldini Cepeda. We go all the way back to Dunlap Elementary. And Daniel finally got his gal. So thankful, Father, for that relationship that they continue to grow stronger and grow older each day together. Praying for Alvin Davis this morning and Audrey Hogsett this morning, Dick Conte this morning, Portia Thompson, Leanne Johnson, George and Margie Shade. Ask you to bless them and keep them, strengthen them in ways they really stand in need of. Praying for Virgo Queen and Daryl DeBerry and Andre Marshall, be with his health. And praying for Elizabeth Williams, cuz Eugene Carter, bless him and keep him down in Mississippi, him and his wife, and bless the work that he's done. Eddie Lee Brown and Sarah Edwards and Sharon Vasquez, and, Brenda Butler, bless him and keep him and strengthen her in what she stands in need of. Praying for Craig Dean, Sean Dean, entire Dean family, praying for Lucinda McClendon and D.C. Williams, actually, to be with him, give him good health and fast recovery from shoulder surgery, and his wife, Tonya, as well. Bless them, keep them, ways they stand in need of. Praying for Sister Turner, Gladys Gardner Turner, this morning, actually, to bless her and keep her. Be with her husband, Robert Turner, and the entire Turner family. Sometimes they become a little melancholy for the death of children in the past. See if they go and put flowers at the memorial site, at the grave site. Father, we just ask you to be with them. Strengthen them in the ministry of the doing, grow Monroe in ways, bounds that's never been grown before. Also praying for Pat Haynes Ford this morning, Bishop D. Thaddeus Anderson. Praying for Ruth Rye this morning, Mom Linda Pinson. Ask you to bless her and keep her and strengthen her, way she stands in need of. Continue to grow her strong. Father, she's just a powerful vessel. I love her so very much. Sent me a very touching message yesterday, and ask you to continue to give her long life and continue to allow her to have a love affair with you, Father. Praying for Patrick and Jazz and their child. Bless them and keep them. I call them Little Barkley. And also for Angie and Deja. Ask you to bless them and keep them in ways they really stand in need of. And the great work that Angie's doing with the Gator Girls. Continue to bless them. Bless that work. And we'll continue to grow up. Mentor young kids. Be with her in her daily walk as she works a very vigorous job. Continue to help her and strengthen her to hang in there. We're praying for Zola Upchurch this morning and Dwayne Anderson. We actually be with him, Minister Anderson, and Brother Anderson and his wife and the work that they're doing down. They're taking over for his father in Springfield. Strengthen them and bless them. Where they stand in the need of. Praying for John Thomas. Sister Doris Thomas, Sister Joyce this morning, and she blessed them all their children accordingly. Praying for Dolores Stewart Johnson and Greg this morning, and she blessed them, keep them. And those in Fort Wayne, bless them. Praying for Pamela Richard Potts this morning, Stowe Foley this morning, and praying for Rosalind Redman and Mayor Myers Love, Spirit Man, Vincent Mahan. And his lovely wife, continue to bless them and keep them, ways they stand in need of. Praying also for Lawrence Sims II, for his sister, for his mother, Lawrence Sims I, our brother Sims, and mom Sims. I should bless them and keep them. Praying for mom Lugo and pop Lugo, strengthen them, Tito Lugo, as well as Robin and Mark. We're also praying for Michael. Be with them, be with them, great help. And I just look forward to seeing mom and dad here in the next month or so. I ask you to bless them and keep them. Give them safe travel. to come to this meeting for us. I hear the Golgotha congregation praying for my auntie Sandra Peavy, praying for my auntie Tanya Peavy and their children accordingly. Bless them and keep them away to stand in need of. Praying for Janet Williams, Katrina Casey, Jeanette Nunnery, Donna Mendenhall, Terry Hendrickson, BJ Jackson Lopez. Ask you to bless them all and strengthen them away to stand in need of. Praying for James Gant and Alicia Lulewitz. Bless them and keep them and strengthen them in the ministry that they're doing. To be with the Finleys, be with the Catherine Lewis, Phyllis Brown, my cousin Lachelle Brown, husband Gerard, and their children. Bless them and keep them away to stand in need of. James Robinson, Paula Saunders, and Lisa July, and John Fitzgerald Austin, and Doris Arnold. Strengthen them and bless them. Ways they stand in need of. Special prayer for Sharon Baker this morning. Ask for prayer for herself, for her family, my sister Bowles, Daniela Bowles, and praying for her father, for Richard Saunders, for her husband, Kevin Bowles, and the children. Bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for my brothers, Darnell and Tyrone, and Mose and Damien. And she's strengthening them and blessing them in ways they stand in need of. My sister Bonnie, be with her. Bless her as well. Praying for my sisters, Shanice and Shawan. Be with the children as well. Bless them in ways they really stand in need of, Father. Special prayer for my daughters, Juanita and Nicole. Bless you to be with them. My daughter Nicole is turning 28 tomorrow. Amen, somebody. She'll be 28 tomorrow. Bless you to be with her and strengthen her in ways she stands in need of. I'm not sure to be with. She has a birthday party for her on Saturday, Father, so I'm asking you to bless that party and make it possible for me to at least make it through 1 hour and whatever little time, and just to start to re-energize our relationship again. Father, I'm asking you to bless her and keep her and strengthen her during this time. Thank you for protecting her. Thank you for carrying her. Father, God, we've all been there. And let's thank the prodigal son. I'm praying that this is the return. Praying for Sister-in-law Alice Yancey, as we be with her and strengthen her way, she stands in need of. Jonas Ross Jr., be with him and his wife. Bless them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for Herb and Skirky, Felix, and Paul. Praying for Mary Floyd and Mary Walker, accordingly. All the children therein, praying for Rashonda and little DJ and Savannah, praying for D'Angelo. She'll bless them to keep them ways they really stand in need of. Praying for Tommy Hunter today, Philip Henderson, Francine Sneed, Nick Conti. Praying for Bawanda Denise Troutman Donnell, Estelle Foley, Nash Esther. Again, Peggy Busby White, as your blessing keepers. Still on Vanessa Edwards Jones. I should have blessed her and keep her. She's asking us to pray for her family, for the Harvey Church family. I should have blessed them, strengthening Florence and work he's doing out there. Praying for Michelle Jordan and Justina Giggers and Carmen Winters. I should have blessed them and keep them the way they stand in need of. Always praying for my mother. I should be with her, strongest woman I know. Strengthen her and bless her in her daily walk as she's getting older, Father. But ask you to be with her health, that her health will continue to hold up and she'll stay strong and continue to mentor the hundreds of people that she's been able to mentor and those that are still leaning on her for support and for the thousands of people that she helps feed and clothe and toys for tots and et cetera. Father, I'm asking you just to extend her life. She's had a wonderful life and I'm asking you to continue to be possible if you will continue it on for many more years. Father, praying for my sister Shawan and Shanice and their children recording, and praying for my wife. I ask you to be with her and strengthen her in the way she stands in need of. She has mother. I've asked you to strengthen my wife in ways she stands in need of, and continue to open up the lines of communication. It seems like we're, after 13, 16 so years, that we're communicating better now than we ever have. Always done well. It just seems like it's getting better, and I'm noticing it, Father, and she's noticing it. So I'm praying, Father, that it continues to grow, and you know it's only because of thee. I ask you to continue to be with us as we continue to move up and down the highways for you, and we continue to elevate this work at Golgotha in ways that you would have it to be, and work with Armed and Dangerous Ministries and other ministries that would like to in our commonalities, and we'll be able to share your goodness and your grace with the people. Father, I'm asking you to be with her at work today. The city hall continue to strengthen her. So they lost two more people here recently. Father, so I'm asking you just to be with her, that you will provide a way for her. She wants to continue to work for the city. She'll have 10 years in November. Father, we pray that she makes that landmark for full vest benefits and pension, and then also be able to continue to work where you would have for her to work at. And also she will enjoy it to be here. Father, I'm asking you just to be with all those that I did not mention. Be with this world who is under turmoil. Be with Chicago as we need to find a way to minimize and eliminate all the violence that's here. Father, we know that in spite of it's you that we have our lay our hands in, that we lay our rest in, and we put our trust in. So we ask you, Father, to continue to strengthen us and bless us on this day. That this will be enough in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen. Again, do something for somebody today that they can repay you for. You give them Jesus Christ and them crucified. Have a great day in the Lord, and smile. Give your face a break. God bless you in the name of the Lord.